Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I am Paris.
Hey everyone, we are back with another episode of I Am Paris. Today we are talking about the present with my girl, Gigi Gorgeous.
Thanks for having me back.
Yes. Today we're going to talk about the now. How is life?
Chilling, happier than ever. Never thought that I would be here, honestly. Yeah, I look at like my life, like married and career and just everything that's happened in the past. I like have reflected on, like we just reflected on.
Yeah.
And it's kind of wild to think how much has happened over the years. But I'm so very, very happy.
I'm so proud of you and everything that you do and your new book and just everything.
Yes, thank you.
How was the process of writing the book?
It was really fun. I did it with one of my best friends, Got Mick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Tea Guide for everybody listening. Go get your copy. They're available everywhere. And we basically just wrote about like our trans experiences, and a bunch of our friends wrote in it as well. A bunch of our like friends that we obviously respect. And then a bunch of people we reached out to. We have like the first trans US senator in here. We have
Amazing.
You in here.
Yes.
One of our like favorite allies of life.
Love you.
And just all of like the photography in it. It's just such like a guide. And I just wish that I had this when I was younger, honestly.
I love it so much. I love all the photos. They're so beautiful. And it's just, I love how you do the colors, pink and blue. It's just such a beautiful book.
Thank you.
I really love it. I love Got Mick.
Yeah, same. He like did you for Snatch Game and won.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was so iconic.
On Drag Race. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was gagged when I saw the footage. But we wanted the book to be like a guide because we didn't have this growing up.
Yeah.
So we were like, it needs to be like hardcover. It needs to be like, you know, feel like a textbook kind of. Mm-hmm. Cause I feel like you have your like your math textbooks and your science textbooks, but like, where's your like gender textbook? So we decided to just write one.
This is so awesome. It's going to be just so helpful to so many people. Oh, there I am too.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot. Love. So cool.
Yeah. I'm very, very proud of it. And so is he.
I'm really proud of you too. It's so awesome to write a book, but this one is just really important. So many people who need just to hear the story and to not feel alone and just to be inspired and get good advice.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen like people like sending us photos. It's really cute. They'll like put them next to like their textbooks or like show us them reading it. Like it's just so crazy to think that this is out there. And like there's so many stories in here that you know, Kate and I, or Gottmik and I, we wanted, obviously like our experience is just like one experience or two experiences. We wanted there to be a lot more. So we asked our friends to join, and there's like so many stories about like, you know, crazy stuff like abuse or like beautiful stuff like sexual confirmation surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just every chapter leaves you feeling like, whoa. And even me, I felt like I was an expert on the topic. So we would get chapters back from like some of our friends and it was like, are you sure you want to put this in our book? Like that's really gnarly. And I won't give away too much, but there's some chapters I wrote too that are very, very personal.
How long did it take you to write the book?
It took us about a year and a half to write the book, which I feel like is pretty standard. How long did it take you to write your memoir?
Same.
Yeah.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
It's like rearranging things, remembering things.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a memoir, I feel like that's super different than this because I feel like this is like, what are we missing? Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like, well, I guess maybe that's the same, but yours is like chronological, right?
No.
It wasn't?
It's like how my ADHD brain works where it's just like scattered throughout, like going to past, to present, future, it all. So...
Yeah, that makes sense. You're like, oh, fuck, I just remembered this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually kind of how we were too. We did it like we tried to make it in order and then we kept going back and forth too. And then like we had somebody like help us like organize everything because if we wrote a book, it would be like 1,000 pages. That's It'd be same. Like Harry Potter.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. It was like we need help organizing and like making this a real book.
So how did you guys get the idea of writing the book?
So Gottmik and I are like really, I don't know, we're just like kind of like bounce off the wall kind of friends. So one day we were just thinking and we had just done this magazine shoot together and we were like, should we like join forces and like write a book and have something tangible together? Because I transitioned before him and during his transition, we were together basically like every single day. He got like his top surgery, like he got like his breasts removed and my husband had just started his transition. So we were all kind of like these three trans people living together. And we were like, we are so lucky. And I feel like this is really rare. Like this is, a lot of people don't get this. Yeah. So Cade and I were like, well, our experiences are so different, but also like, I've learned so much from you. And I was like, I've learned so much from you. Like, let's just write a book. So we just like typed up a little thing and then we started pitching it. And then before we knew it, it was like a reality. And we're like, okay, we got to really get to work here now.
So awesome. How did you think of what to do for the book cover?
We wanted obviously both of us on it, yes. But there was another image I really wanted on. And then this one we saw and we were like, that is so dope. Like
so dope.
If I saw it, I'd be like, is that the same person? Cause like our eyes are really similar in color. And like, although I'm like very tan in it, yes. If we were like the same skin color, maybe it would look more like that. But I just looked at it and I was like, if I saw this in a bookstore or like online, I would just be so intrigued. Like what's going on here? Like, is that the same person that transitioned? Are they like brother, sister? And you get into it and you're like, oh, it's like about the trans experience. And I think it just like draws you in. I thought it was a powerful image.
It really is. And who came up with the name for the book?
That was like the name that we, just always had. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's going to change. We'll just call it the tea guide. And then like, as like months went on, I'm like, hey, we're not changing it, but I don't even have any better ideas. So just
it has like double meaning too. Cause it's like tea and then also tea.
Yeah. Tea.
All of it. In there.
Spilled hot tea.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at two hot trans people on the cover.
Loves that. So hot. I love it.
Oh my God. I'm obsessed. Thank you. That means a lot.
Proud of you. So you're both transgender icons and wrote about your journey in the new book. Was it therapeutic for both of you?
I think so. It was stressful at points because I was like not really knowing what to share and I didn't want to share too much, but then you kind of like just have to. Like if you're going to write a book like this, I feel like we both were like, we're just going to go ham. And it was very therapeutic, definitely. He and I wrote a lot of it together. If you could see in the book, it's like all like basically like a conversation, most of it. And we didn't think that it would be like that, but I think having it like that makes somebody like our younger selves. It's almost like a book for our younger selves. Like I'm imagining people reading it like under their covers at night or like on the school bus or whatever. And just like reading and hearing our voices. Cause I think that that would make me feel a lot less alone.
Yeah.
So I was like, it shouldn't be written at them. It should be written like with them, you know, like a conversation. So we both were obsessed with that idea. And then we kind of just started recording ourselves, like talking about, we would write down topics and then record ourselves. And it was really fun.
Are you using those in the audiobook or did you do an Audible?
Yes, we did an audiobook and that was also really fun. And like, we forgot about this stuff that we talked about, a lot of it. So like we're reading it back and we're kind of like, oh my God, like we went off.
Yeah.
Like very intense, very in depth. And yeah, I talk about just, I don't know, like sketchy surgeries I've had. And he talks about a lot of like he's still dating. So he talks about a lot of like his dating issues and, things that he's learned. And I think it's really important to know too, with this book, like I found out during it, like it was very revolutionary for me because I always kind of thought that being trans, there's a start to your transition and then there's an end when you're done. But now I really see after writing this book that there's like, I'm always in transition. Like I'm always going to be transitioning into like a more grown woman, a new like chapter in my life is going to like pass me by and I'm going to be like, okay, I'm entering a new one. Oh my God. So like writing this, I just want people, anybody that's writing this, just keep a really open mind and don't really worry about the end goal. Like just really fall in love with the journey because before you know it, you're going to miss out on so much if you don't pay attention to the journey.
Miss the moments, just thinking only about the future.
Yeah.
So June is Pride Month. So excited. It's going to be so much fun. What does Pride mean to you?
I mean, favorite time of year, honestly, I feel like everyone kind of just like, let's go and has fun. And like an ally like you, I just love seeing you like in your rainbow and just like colorful. And everyone just like, is like, oh, it's Pride Month. Like it almost just puts a smile on your face immediately. So that's one of my favorite things. But on a deeper level, I really felt like it was such a moment every single year where I could go to like any pride parade or, you know, party or festival, whatever, and just like see people that were like super different that I didn't see in my everyday life. Like I could see somebody walking around in like assless chaps or like a drag queen performing or, you know, a beautiful trans girl that I wanted to look like. And I just could see all the shapes and colors and sizes of the rainbow. And I just thought it was like such a magical time. What does Pride mean to you?
It's my favorite month too, because I just love just seeing everyone celebrating who they are and being themselves and the rainbows and sparkles and just the fabulousness of this amazing community. And just last year was so awesome doing the surprise performance with Christina Aguilera and Kim Petras and just feeling the love from everyone in the crowd. It's just like such a special time where people can celebrate who they truly are. And I love rainbow. It's my favorite color.
We're unicorns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
So wait, so you, who you truly are is a pop star. Are you nervous about doing your thing at the Fonda? And why now? Like, why perform now? And why during Pride?
Well, just as a love letter back to everyone, just how much I love this community and celebrating Pride. And I've just always, I feel like with my first album, I didn't go on tour or anything. I was just always so shy and obviously doing a million other things as well. But it's always been like a dream of mine. And I don't know, I just feel like this year is all about like taking back my voice and just, I don't know, being who I really am. And this is something I always wanted to do. So I just think it was perfect to celebrate Pride and also be the pop star I've always was meant to be.
I love it. I know the gays are going to be out and about for you. Like, I'm so excited to go. I'm so excited to see you perform. I'm going to be rooting for you and screaming my head off in the crowd. And I love that you chose to do it during Pride Month because you are such a gay icon and you just really have, I mean, you've inspired me. You've inspired so many of my friends I know personally, but also like millions of people around the world. So I love that you're giving the love back and, you know, in such a big way. I think it's really, really special. And I think, you know, stepping into your own more than ever, it's such a nice thing for you to do. And it's really cute.
Thank you.
And I think the community is going to love it.
Yes.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I just feel like with being a mom, I just want to be an inspiration for him just to reach for the stars.
Yeah, he's going to look back on this video and be like, my mom performed at Pride. It's going to be so good. I'm so excited for you. I feel like it's going to be such a moment for you, for the community, for just everyone. And I can't wait for Phoenix to look back on it.
Me too.
It's sweet.
I'm going to bring him to rehearsal this week to see one of the dress rehearsals.
Cute. Oh, he's going to love it.
Yeah.
He's going to be staring.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to show him.
It's cute.
So for people listening out there, how do you think that they can use their voice to make a difference for trans rights?
I think by sharing, you know, sharing, everyone's on social media nowadays. So I think it's my easiest answer. I feel like not everybody needs to be out there rallying and getting into politics. But I think if you see something that resonates with you, I think a reshare is really, really, it's really easy and it's really nice to do. And you never know who's going to see it. But as far as visibility goes, I think that's number one. You know, we need to be loud. We need to be proud out there. And I think, you know, going on social media and liking and sharing is one thing. But if you are doing it in your real life too, like you never know, like if you see Pose, the show, and like it's so many great trans stories, like literally talking about it and just being about it and, you know, sharing it with people in your real life. Because at the end of the day, it's all like these like cisgender male execs at the top making all these decisions. Like, oh, we did this trans show. It doesn't work. You know? So if we show them it does work and the numbers are there and it's like doing very successful and good, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, we need to share more trans stories, which in the end will save more trans lives. Yeah. And these rights won't be threatened like they are now.
It's just heartbreaking what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't know how people can treat people like that.
Yeah, it's sick. I feel, especially going back to the book, he's a trans drag queen and I'm just trans. I'm not a drag queen. And it's like I see in the news and in politics, like him and I are being lumped together. As a trans woman, I'm looked at as a drag queen. Mm-hmm. And it's so wrong and it's just so silly to me. But that's why I feel like I need to speak up and like really just be extra loud because I can't have people thinking that. It's putting so many people who aren't as blessed as me in danger.
Mm-hmm. It's so important for you to use your platform and your voice and shine a light on something that needs to be talked about.
Yeah, definitely. And I've always been like this for years, but I think that now with all everything going on, you know, I want to be louder and more proud. And I don't want to stop anytime soon. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to.
And everyone listening has the power to use their voice too. You don't need to have millions of followers. It's just all about everyone being able to talk about it and making it a safe space for people to feel free to tell their stories and have people listen and see that these people are human beings and everybody should have rights and everybody has feelings and no one should be treated in that way.
Yeah. If you get down to it, they're trying to make like trans performers and drag performers like illegal to perform at night or something.
It's
like
ridiculous.
That. It's so crazy. It's like, who's that hurting? It just goes back to what we were saying in, I think, the past episode of this. We were just saying like if you don't agree with it that hard, like why do you have to say something about it? Like just keep it moving. Like, does it really affect you? I just think that people, I don't know, these higher up people making these decisions have these like internalized homophobia within themselves.
When there's so many things in the world that need to be fixed and they're putting energy on something that should just be like common sense, that people should have the same rights as anyone else.
Yeah, exactly. And like drag queens can't perform. Like that's a source of entertainment. Like literally, who is that hurting? I just don't get it.
Just bringing like happiness and like fabulousness to the world, I feel. Like what's wrong with that? There's other things that should not be allowed that are promoted everywhere. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. It's, which is why I just hope that it gets turned back. And I always look at like politics and I've always tried to like stay out of them, but be, you know, a trailblazer and a fighter nonetheless. But I think things have gone to a point now where it's so ridiculous. The pendulum has swung so far this way that I'm like, I gotta say something. We gotta all really just be out there because this is a right that we can all talk about, human rights. Mm-hmm. Like we should all just have these. And I think that life and like laws passed and stuff is kind of like a pendulum. We're just facing it really, really hard right now. And I hope that just everybody's like visibility and everybody's fight can be seen and can be won. And then the pendulum can swing back a little bit because I think we're taking a lot right now.
Great. Well, I love you and I support you and everyone, and anyone who doesn't is beyond. We hate you.
We hate you.
This was so much fun. I'm so excited to celebrate Pride with you. I can't wait for the concert, and I love everyone listening. And I can't wait for our next episode to talk about the future.
Yes, thank you for having me on again for the present. And happy Pride. I can't wait to rage with you. I'm so excited to see you perform and just have you alongside Pride harder than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be epic.
Sliving.
Thanks for listening to I Am Paris. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at I Am Paris Podcast. Email us at paris@iheartradio.com. Be hot and subscribe now. Loves it.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.